Now I'm here with Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara to break all of it down and kind of talk through this schedule and the highlights of it. Guys, what stuck out to you?
Well, to me, it's kind of like a review of the last few years. It seems like the Lions play one of the New York teams on Monday night early in the season. Last year, it was the Giants in week two. In 2014, it was the Giants in the opener. Now it's the New York Jets on Monday Night Football, first week of the season.
Three national televised games, all three of them at home. Obviously, that's a huge thing for Ford Field, for Lions fans. Those are obviously huge, environment games. You get the action downtown all day long. So to be able to host three of those, New England being one of them on Sunday Night Football in week three, huge matchup. And all week long, that's going to be about Belichick and Patricia and all that kind of stuff. So I think, that's an interesting one in week three. And Thanksgiving, Rod Wood got his wish and got a division opponent. You get Chicago at home. I like that one. Kind of that old style NFC North, black and blue division game on Thanksgiving. Those are a few that jump out.
Yeah, I think it's really a black and blue finish, too, because there's some outdoor games late in the season.
Cold December, it looks like.
Yeah, three of the last four games are on the road and then close in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. That really is the frozen tundra, sort of like Detroit in March.
Interesting about Green Bay, too. The NFL really likes that Detroit-Green Bay matchup week 17. I think now, what is that, four of the last 5 years? Last two, obviously, with Green Bay at home. Detroit going to Green Bay this year. But they like that Detroit-Green Bay matchup to end the season.
Yeah, definitely. You know what's funny to me about that week one game is that all of us thought that this schedule was going to start on the road because that's what Rod Wood had predicted, because there was that Ed Sheeran concert that's happening at Ford Field that weekend. So we thought no NFL game at Ford Field that weekend. But the solution was to have that game on Monday night. And now the Lions open in primetime. And I can go to Ed Sheeran.
Not even Ed Sheeran can mess with the NFL schedule. That's how big of a juggernaut the NFL is.
Well, it'll be fun to start the season with a primetime game. That's always a blast. Like you guys said, we did it in 2014, so we're doing it again this year. A couple things that stand out to me, a really early bye week. For the past few years, the Lions have had a pretty balanced bye week, that bye coming right around the midpoint of the season, week 8 or 9 around there, and it's week 6 this year, so it's a little earlier than they're used to.
Yeah, I think the teams and the players really hate when it's week 4. I think that's when they start, and teams really don't want that week 4 bye, because then that's a long stretch of football to end the year. Usually you want it right around 8. I don't think 6 is a bad
spot
for that. Maybe if you've got an early injury or you're dealing with stuff early on, to catch that break early, set yourself up for a mid-season run, it's not too bad.
Yeah, I think any time after week 5 is good, and plus when you got Thanksgiving for the Lions, it's sort of like a built-in mini break. I know you have to come back, but they're used to it. And then you get 3-4 days off. And it's good for us, too. We get to reload.
Exactly.
Speaking of that Thanksgiving game, too, I thought what was interesting last year, that Sunday before Thanksgiving, Lions were on the road. They went to Chicago. And so if you look at that game this year, they're at home that Sunday before. So another little bit of an advantage there when you're turning around a short 4-day, days between games, to have that game home on Sunday and then be able to be at home again on Thursday. I think that's an advantage too.
And I'm sure if we check, the Bears will be home too, so they don't have to travel twice in 4 days.
Yeah, and November is actually going to be a really heavy divisional slate. I mean, three of the Lions' four games in November are all divisional opponents. They play at the Vikings to start November, then at the Bears on the road. They have the one game against the Panthers, and then, of course, Thanksgiving against the Bears. So heavy divisional schedule there in the middle.
Yeah, one thing's a little tough to me. It looks like starting a season on Monday night against the Jets and then traveling to San Francisco for a Sunday game.
Sure.
I think that's a little bit tight to me.
Yeah, one important stretch, maybe end of November, early December, three home games in a row for the Lions. They've got Carolina at home, then obviously Chicago on Thanksgiving. Then they get a break and get to host the Los Angeles Rams. Probably going to be an important game there against conference opponents. But that's an important stretch for the Lions. Three home games over a 2-week stretch. Can they make hay there?
Yeah, we mentioned those cold weather games, finishing up the season against the Packers, and then also having the Bills in December. Those are going to be some cold games, potential for snow games always when you're facing those kind of teams on the road in December.
It snows in Buffalo and Green Bay in December?
Surprisingly.
What about the Tampa Bay meltdown in the preseason?
Yeah, that's going to be a hot one for sure.
Pack light.
Exactly. All right, guys. Well, I think that takes you through the NFL schedule for the Lions this season. Remember that single game tickets start to go on sale on July 25th. So that's going to be a big date for you guys if you're looking forward to going to any of these home games for the Lions here. And we hope that we will see you at some of them.